Marvin, my husband didn't get out of the military until 46, and Marvin was born in 44, so he went into the service in January of 44. She was born in 44. And then he was, when he got out of the military in 46, well, we bought a home in Dallas, and but we never did move there. I made curtains, I remember, for the house. It was a very neat house. And but anyway, then he lost his job with the, I think it was with the wage and hour thing of the federal government. And so then he went home, and I stayed here with my parents. And then, well, we just never did get back together. He had become an alcoholic, and I, so eventually I got a divorce in 1949, and I had been here though since 1942, living in El Paso for the rest of my life. In fact, I lived 40 years in one house with my children. They grew up there.
Wow.
Hugh was born in Mississippi because he was born in 42 during the war. And so I was with my husband there in Mississippi. And then I moved to Andalusia, Alabama, which is his hometown. Stayed there about 6 months and maybe a year, and then went to, came out home again and decided to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. And so I think I got the divorce in 50.
Did you pick up any words when you lived in Alabama or Mississippi?
I'm sure I did. When I first went there, I had, remember we were staying in a hotel until we found an apartment, and somebody knocked on the door, and Hugh went to the door. And I said, well, what did that colored person want? And he said, that wasn't a colored person, that was a white person. And I couldn't tell the difference between white speech and black speech. You know?
Oh,
they
yeah.
sounded alike to me. But I don't think I... See, now my mother and her family were all born on, in Fort Worth. And so when my mother came out with my dad, she acquired an El Paso accent, I would say, as I did, because I guess I picked up a few things that were Southern, but not a great deal that I've lived with all these years. I'm more El Paso than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your religion?
Episcopalian.
What church do you attend?
St. Francis.
Oh, okay. Have you worked?
Oh, yes. After I was divorced, I taught school in El Paso. I had 3 years of high school work and 3 years of grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I became a counselor.
Oh, and where did you teach? What schools?
Oh, I taught at El Paso High School and at Huey Elementary. I had 3 years of high school, and I decided I didn't want to teach big kids because they're harder to manage, so I applied for second grade. I only had to take one course to qualify for elementary teaching, which didn't really prepare me for teaching kids. But the greatest help were the teachers of the second grade there at Huey. They were just one. I'd go and ask them every day, well, what are we going to do today? And then I had a very wonderful memory here about 5 years ago or four. I was exercising at Columbia there on Mesa, and this man came up to me and he said, you don't remember me. And I said, no. He said, I'm Jim